Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, GAA Palestine has said a group of its players and mentors have had their visa applications denied by the Irish Immigration Service ahead of a planned summer tour. The group of 33 children and 14 adults were due to travel to Ireland from the West Bank next week for a summer GAA tour. Let's get more on this now. I'm joined by Stephen Redmond, who's founder of the GAA Palestine Group. Hello, Stephen. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Hello, thank you for having me on board.
You've had a rough couple of hours.
We have, yeah. There's been calls from all over the country, you know, from unknown places. We've had a lot of support. There's been a lot of tears from our volunteers, but we're still struggling on. We're going to battle on to the very end.
So what happened? You got an email yesterday, was it, from the Department of Justice?
Yeah, we got an email yesterday from them saying they had refused all 47 applications, which was a shock, and making claims that information had been missing, and which, you know, we kindly dispute that. We put in everything as requested. And may I say, it was the amount of requests that were put in were upped halfway through the process, but we managed to get that all in time. So we're taken back. And in fact, if I can say, the Irish Embassy in Tel Aviv do not pass on, they don't transfer the bundles to the Department of Justice unless they're satisfied everything is in order. So for them to come back with a plethora of pushbacks is just, you know, it's a bit beyond the pale. But however, we don't want to insult anyone. We don't want to offend any department. We want to work with them. We have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers around the country. We are prepared to work with the government over the next 3 days, 4 days, and in remedying this issue in a nice way, if they would happily work with us.
So your your timeline. You mentioned 3 or 4 days. So you, in order for this to work, you've got to get this sorted out by Monday. Is it?
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what was the plan? Just take us through what was supposed to happen.
They were due to fly over to Ireland on the 18th of this month. Obviously, we have to leave the West Bank a few days earlier because there is a history of Israeli troops pushing back. You know, when people come through, they'll refuse you entry or refuse you exit, then you might miss a flight. So we're going a few days earlier to Amman in Jordan and then flying with Egypt Airlines straight to Dublin, or there would be one stop off, but then into Dublin, spending a few days in Dublin. They will be traveling around the island of Ireland, all four provinces. We unfortunately can't get into the six counties at the moment, but they will be, you know, meeting Uachtaráin na hÉireann, meeting Jarlath Burns, the GAA president. We will be going to Croke Park. Some of the children will be, they'll be all swimming in the sea, hopefully. You know, they've never swum in a sea, many of these mm-hmm. children, you know. You know, they're coming from a very distressed environment. We have given them hope where others have, you know, failed. You know, they feel let down by the UN, human rights bodies, Western institutions. And we've given them hope, you know, the Irish, through the conduit of GAA Sports, you know.
Right.
GAA Sports for Healing.
How long were they supposed to be here for?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So we've had a statement from the Department of Justice. They say each visa application is decided on its own merits. Confirming that appropriate child protection requirements are in place is essential when considering visa applications for minors. Now, to your mind, I mean, you're saying you felt you complied with everything that was asked of you. But did you have consent from the children's parents and guardians that they could all travel?
We have consent from them and we have it notarized. They have gone to legal individuals under the Notary Public to have that witness that consent.
Mm-hmm. Because the statement goes on to say, Stephen, this includes a requirement that a child is travelling with their parents or an appropriate guardian, which requires additional documents to be verified, such as birth certs and consent letters. So there's a lot here that you would, a lot of boxes that you would need to have ticked in order for the department to be satisfied.
Yeah, we provided that. We even have the passports of the chaperones witnessed by the parents. So the parents know who the chaperone is, and then they've witnessed, they've signed for that chaperone. I mean, one of their pushbacks was we didn't even provide them an itinerary. I mean, that's page one. You know, to say we didn't provide an itinerary. Another.
You
one
say
of,
you did, obviously, right?
Of course, yes. I mean, it's all over the internet. I think half of Ireland will know that one. But we did provide that. We also, I mean, a number of the items they've come back to us with is, say, for instance, we should have provided a passport of the house owner where the children will be staying. Now, we're working on a GAA failure system, so we don't particularly know which household. The GAA club will have a number of people. There's 100 families hosting these families, hosting the children. They're all Garda vetted. So, I mean, anyone that knows the failure system would know that wouldn't, you know, that's not something you would be looking to provide. They've also wanted an invite from that householder to the individual that's staying in the house. I mean, you know, we weren't asked for this before. And, you know, and if I can just remind you, the embassy in Tel Aviv, the Irish embassy in Tel Aviv, were happy with our bundle that was going over.
Right, that was your understanding, that the embassy over there was happy. I mean, they go on to say then about the adults who were travelling. Evidence of financial means, employment or other ties that indicate a person intends to return home are important criteria. Did you give them all of that?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, they explain that these help to establish that a person has a legitimate reason to come to Ireland and that they will comply with the conditions of a short-term visa. And then the statement says an application will be refused if it cannot demonstrate compliance with such conditions. An appeals process is available to anyone who has a visa application refused. Are you in a formal appeals process? Do you have time to do that if you need to get this sorted?
Well, that's how long is a piece of string? That's with the Department of Justice. But I will say within the hour, I replied back stating that we are appealing this, and I asked for an upload link so we can start sending documents, and I asked if they would kindly work with us to remedy this issue, because there's so much at stake. There's hundreds of volunteers have put in thousands of hours of work. These children have been training 12 months now, and in Ramadan too. They've been training in Ramadan under floodlight for this tournament.
So they've been learning how to play hurling. And Gaelic football.
Yeah. And we've had coaches going to and fro, going over to train them. I mean, we have a cross-party consensus of support on the island for this. I mean, we've been speaking with Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael people who support Sinn Féin, people before Profit, the SDLP and the North Mark Durkin is supporting us. We have a fantastic support and all the grassroots level of GAA.
I have messages coming in here, including from some of the volunteers here who were involved in this. We're gutted in North Leitrim. The committee put in an awful lot of work. We've done a massive amount of preparation in advance of the visit here. Do the children know at this stage, Stephen, that they might not be travelling?
Well, we have our safeguarding protocol in place. We have notified all the adults. We are going to give them an alternative plan if we can't get this over the line so that they're not completely devastated. Now, you must remember, people are dying there daily. And they've been, you know, some of these children don't have both parents. Some of them, family members are in prison. You know, this is a distressing time. We've given them the hope. We've given them the hope. Mm-hmm. And if we can't give them the hope with this, we'll have to give them an alternative. Because we don't want to completely devastate them.
I understand. And what's the alternative, Stephen, that you've lined up?
Well, we're thinking maybe of, if we have to, a summer camp in Jordan where we fly out ourselves at our own expense to go there, you know, to go there to Jordan and to do a sort of a hurling coal camp type thing.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be the same. You know, these children have focused on this. And the sad bit is they believe in Ireland. Any of our coaches or volunteers that go to Palestine, the first thing a Palestinian will say when they hear you're Irish, they'll smile and they'll say, oh, you know, please tell all the Irish people that we love you and tell them that Palestine is their second home. And if I can quote Osama Nazal, who's a correspondent from the Palestinian Broadcasting Media Association in Ramallah, he said that the volunteers and the coaches of GAA Palestine are akin to a civilian diplomatic service of Ireland, because we're spread all around the West Bank helping people, and they know we're there. They see where we've put flags up. They know Ireland is there with them. Mm-hmm. So to let them down at this stage, we can become part of that shameful list of the last 77 years of failure entities.
Do you think this is going to be sorted out? I mean, what did you get a response when you emailed the department this morning?
I haven't heard back yet, but yeah. I will be checking soon. So I'll have to give them that opportunity. I can't say yes or no just mm-hmm. now.
What's your sense of it, given the amount? I mean, you spoke about the amount of attention that the issue has had on social media and elsewhere. I mean, we're talking about it yeah. here this morning. So what's your sense? Do you think it might be sorted
sense,
out?
My sense is it can be done. It still can be done. We need. I was trying to call Micheál Martin all yesterday. I couldn't get through to him. I would ask... respectfully ask Micheál Martin to please consider these children. They are going to be devastated. And if you look at our own legislation in Ireland, in regards to the Children's Act, etc., this is what it's set up for. All these other children from Ukraine and different bodies from different areas around the world have been able to come to Ireland. Palestinians are just treated so differently. They're not treated on a pari passu basis with other nationalities and ethnic groups. They really are not. Something is stopping them coming. I don't want to make accusations, but I just ask Micheál Martin, please, you know, if Jarliff Burns and Micheál Martin could get together, if people know them and can put them together, please try to deal with this as an extraordinary issue. This is a pioneering and historical event of support for the Palestinians. Mm-hmm. If they don't have us right now, who else do they really have? There was a message came from the West Bank yesterday, and they says to one of my colleagues, look, if it doesn't work, look, we still have you. You know, they're depending on us. All they need is hope.
Yeah,
and we've given them that hope.
Well, just to bring you a couple more messages that I'm getting in here, Stephen, as we're chatting. As a host family in Clare, we're furious and frustrated, an absolute disgrace to refuse at the last minute the poor children. Another one, it's heartless and cruel for the government to deny visas to the children from Palestine. They've endured and suffered so much in the last 20 months alone. This should and could be sorted out, says someone else. There's huge support all across the country. Stephen, we'll keep in touch with you over the morning because things might change even
yes,
while we're on air
do, yeah.
over the next 2 hours. But in the meantime, I know you're busy. I can hear your phone pinging in the background, and let's see if you get a response back from the department. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Stephen Redmond there, founder of
Thank
the
you.
GAA Palestine Group. And we will bring you any updates on that story if something changes over the next little while. Coming up, though, tension over two controversial loyalist bonfires. Plus, as the temperature climbs, a warning to watch out for weaver fish. Apparently, they're hiding in the shoreline sand, just waiting to sting us.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.